心里有很多的问题在里面。
Not just different thoughts about marriage, but many times you will come across youths that already have different thoughts.
有的是个性有问题，有的是观念有问题。
Sometimes they maybe their concept or some maybe their character.
啊，有的是他本身已经在婚姻上有问题。
Or some they have problems in their marriage.
啊，所以这个需要包含辅导。
And therefore, as a marriage coordinator, we need to incorporate counseling.
我本身替人证道好几次。
I myself, I'd have
证婚了，证婚好几次。
I have officiated marriages for many times.
但是两个离婚了。
And among the many that I officiated, there are two that went through divorce.
哦，那其中有一个还特别说要，我们证婚有两种啊，一种是不需要问了，一个种是要问了，你愿意不愿意？
And when we officiate a marriage, there's two types. One, we will ask, are you willing to marry this person or not? And the other type, you just don't ask, you just officiate.
不需要问，就是说你已经走到这里，还要问吗？
The reason we don't ask is because, I mean, you're both here at the chapel, is it even necessary to ask?
那要问，就是说这样比较庄重。
But we ask because it's more official.
所以要问了，我就背了好久，那个问题就背好了，就问了。
And so I actually memorized the questions that I need to ask, and I ask.
到最后还是离婚。
But in the end, they're still divorced.
所以这个事实让我了解哦。
So this fact allowed me to understand.
婚姻需要辅导。
That all marriages do need to go through counseling.
哦，所以现在大部分在美国，如果要在会堂结婚哦，一定要先辅导。
And therefore, right now, currently in the United States, before having the actual wedding ceremony, every couple will need to go through marriage counseling.
因为不是说两个相爱结婚就没有问题啊。
Because not necessarily when two people love each other and go into marriage, they will have no problems.
那这个是已经决定要结婚的。
And this is for a couple who already decided to get married.
那有的面对婚姻的开始在考虑的阶段了，青年本身要辅导。
And the youth that about to enter that process of knowing, we also need to counsel them.
哦，还有父母要辅导。
And also we need to counsel the parents.
哦，这个是那要辅导什么？
What do we need to counsel?
辅导就是辅导第一点，对婚姻的正确观念。
So the first point that we need to counsel is to have the correct attitude about marriage.
那这个正确的观念，我们不是谈美国的文化。
When we talk about the right concept, we're not talking about American culture.
也不是谈中国的文化。
We're not talking about culture from China.
我们是讨论圣经的观念。
We're talking about concept from the Bible.
这样才有一个准则。
And then we have a standard and principle.
所以第一个我们要了解婚姻跟神的关系。
First, we need to understand what is the relationship between marriage and God.
以弗所书里面讲这是奥秘。
In the book of Ephesians said that this is a mystery.
婚姻是奥秘。
Because marriage itself is a mystery.
为什么？
Why?
因为婚姻是在反映人跟神的关系。
Because marriage reflects a relationship between man and God.
所以婚姻如果关系好，就代表他跟神的关系是好。
Therefore, if one has a good marriage, that means that they have a good relationship with God.
倒过来看，如果他跟神的关系好，他的婚姻一定是好的。
And so, on the other hand, if they have a good relationship with God, that means they have a good marriage.
再来看，就是说，如果他的婚姻不好，就是他跟神的关系不好。
But you can also say, if that they don't have a good relationship with God, then they don't have a good relationship in their marriage.
所以这两个不能够一刀两断切开来。
So it is not, you cannot separate the two.
我跟神很好，但是我跟我太太合不来，这不可能。
You can say I have a great relationship with God, but I can't get along with my wife.
因为主耶稣说，你如果爱我，你就遵行我的诫命。
Because Jesus Christ commanded us that if you love me, then you will obey my commandments.
那爱神，遵行神的诫命，婚姻就没有问题。
Then you will love God, and then your marriage will not have problems.
约翰福音十七章说，我在他们里面，使他们合一。
John chapter 17 say, I am among them, and so they can be one.
婚姻到最后就是灵魂体的合一。
Because marriage, at the end, is the unification of spirit, soul, and body.
那这个合一就是要神在我们里面。
And for this all to unify is that God needs to be within us.
那什么是神在我们里面？
What does it mean to have God within us?
就是神的道。
is the teaching that the truth of God is the love of God and the spirit of God and fill us with, within us. And with that, then there's the unification of all three.
所以我们在做婚姻的介绍到最后我们一定要想我开始在进行这件事情到这件事情结束的时候有没有让这个青年信仰往上提升。
Therefore, when we make this introduction, we need to ask ourselves, from the beginning of this process till the end of the process, have I allowed the faith, the youth to grow spiritually?
那如果我们从开始到结束，这个青年的信仰没有提升，表示我们的婚姻介绍有一点方向的偏差。
But if throughout the process we don't see the youth grow spiritually, then that may mean that there are some deviation in the process of introduction.
因为我们没有让神来参与。
Because we have not allowed God to participate.
啊，如果我们让神来参与，到最后一定会体会到神的带领，或者神的同在，或者神的帮助，一定会他的让他的信仰会进步。
If we allow God to participate in the process, then we will for sure see the process of how a youth grows spiritually.
所以婚戒不只是人在做工，也是神在做工。
So throughout the marriage introduction, it is not also the is not only the work of men, but also the work of God.
所以有的婚戒做得很好，就是到最后结束的时候，那个青年的信心真的大大的长进。
So when you see a MC who's very successful, you often see that the youth being introduced.Towards the end of that process, they have grown spiritually.
就是那个婚戒的人，不只是带领他认识彼此，而且是带领他到神的面前，认识什么是神的旨意。
Not only did the MC led the youth to learn about each other, but he had led both of them before God and learned even more about God.
所以婚戒最后是要让青年的信仰得到造就，不管成或不成。
So the ultimate goal of marriage introduction is to let the youth grow spiritually and learn about God, whether this introduction is successful or not.
万事互相效力。
Because all things benefit themselves.
不成也是万事里面的一部分。
And even if the introduction does not succeed, it's also among the many things.
互相效力就是你只要爱神，我从心里真的爱神，这么爱神，我要尊神为大。哦，那他就会得到造就。
What does it mean to all benefit within themselves? That means that if they love God, then doesn't matter if it's successful or not.
第二点哈，其实婚姻讲到最后就是几句话。
Secondly, marriage in the end is you can conclude in a couple sentences.
因为这几句话是把它浓缩了，现在就要把它解开来。如果解得开来，里面有很多的道理。
Those couple sentences is like a summary, but if you dissect into it, you can bring out many truths.
什么叫做离开父母？
What does it mean to leave your parents?
就是成熟独立。
It means that you mature and you can be independent.
所以这个离开父母当然不是指的不孝顺。
When we talk about leaving your parents, doesn't mean that you are not filial piety.
而是从今天开始要自己做决定。
It means that from today on, you need to make the decision.
父母是参考。
And parents are just your reference.
但是最重要是夫妻两个，因为这个结婚就是离开父母。
Because you are leaving your parents, therefore the focus should be on you as a couple.
所以我们就是要回归圣经来引导。
Therefore, we need to go back to the Bible in order to guide our youth.
那这个有两方面的意思。
There's two levels of perspectives.
第一个就是结婚以后父母不能遥控。
First is that after two people get married, their parents shouldn't be the one behind the scene controlling them.
一个有目标奉天天在遥控，你女儿已经结婚了，你孩子已经结婚，你在遥控什么？他们两个已经离开父母了。
You have to come to learn the fact that they already married and they left you, so you should no longer control them.
但是如果这个父母很投入哦，忽然间发现小孩子变别人的，或者女儿变别人的，先生变。儿子变别人，这个很难接受，但是这个一定要接受，因为就是离开父母啊。
Some parents are so involved that it's very hard to for them to accept the fact that their daughter no longer lives with them or their son is no longer theirs. Even though it's hard and it's very difficult to accept, but they have to accept because they're already married off.
所以这是从父母这一方面。
And so this is from the perspective, from the aspect of parents.
那从子女这一方面。
And regarding the aspects of children.
那就问他说：“你为什么结婚一直不生孩子？”因为我妈妈还没有退休啊。
Sometimes you ask our youth, like, you've been married up for so many years, why don't you have any children? And the children might answer is because my mother hasn't retired yet.
我已经算准了，我妈妈退休第二个月就生产了。
And they would say, I already calculated, you know, the second month after my mom's retirement, then I'll give labor.
这个观念是不对的。
This is a very incorrect concept.
你已经离开父母了。
You already left your
parents. 父母要帮忙，这是父母的恩典。
If your parents can help, then that's their grace.
父母不帮忙，这是你没有办法埋怨的。
But if your parents cannot help, you cannot complain.
因为你已经离开了，独立了。
Because you are now independent, you left your mom.
所以我们要生几个孩子，不能把父母算进去啊！我自己可以带一个，我阿公阿嬷还可以带两个，因为他退休了。
So when you're about to give birth, you shouldn't take your parents or even your grandparents into calculation and say, I can handle one, they can handle two.
所以这个对圣经的观念要了解哦，我们才有办法去辅导，去把它的很多好像蜘蛛网缠在一起啊，你要去把它解开来，你首先道理要明白。
Therefore, it is important that we have the right concept from the Bible, even though it's like spider webs and all intertwined, but we need to break it down and dissect into it.
那第二个是与妻子联合。
The third one is to be joined with your wife.
这个两个要联合，这个是不简单的。
It's when two need to unite.
那再来就是成为一体。
And point four is to become one.
这个一体哦，不是说那个做生意的伙伴，那个不是一体。
Please understand that to become one is not being a business partner.
这个一体是一个身体。
One is one flesh.
所以既然是一个身体啊，就不可分了。
Because it's one flesh, it's inseparable.
所以我们在看很多外邦啊，结婚要订契约。
But if we look at the society nowadays, many of the marriages, they would need to sign an agreement before they marry.
那这个契约就是准备，万一离婚怎么办？
And this prenuptial agreement talks about what happens if we do go through a divorce.
这个就不是一体啊。
This is not being one.
所以如果婚姻要订契约，要证婚，这很难啊。为什么？证婚就是要让你们成为一体，你要订契约，契约就准备要离婚了，那就不要结婚了。
It is very hard to officiate a marriage when both already signed a prenuptial agreement because you're supposed to be one in flesh, but how can you be one in flesh when you're already preparing for divorce?
那结婚就是丈夫要爱太太，爱到好像基督爱教会，就为对方死啊。
And when you marry, your husband is supposed to love their wife just like Christ loves the church, is ready to sacrifice one's life.
但是怎么有可能我愿意为对方死，但是只有财产你不能分？
How can you say, I am willing to love you with all my life, but I'm willing to give you part of my wealth?
所以这个订契约的结婚是有问题的。
So、
从属灵上来看，但是这是社会的潮流。
So a marriage that needs a prenuptial agreement has some problem in itself, and according to the Bible, it's inaccurate.
第二个就是彼此没有秘密。
Secondly, is there shouldn't be any secrets.
因为赤身肉体嘛，就是没有秘密，不会觉得羞耻。
Because you're both naked before each other, there shouldn't be any secrets hidden.
所以这个先生啊，不能够弄一个 email， 这个 password 先太太不知道。
So the husband shouldn't have an email account that the wife doesn't know about the password.
或者太太 email 先生不知道他的 password.
Or a wife has an account that the husband doesn't know the password.
没有秘密啊。
It shouldn't be any secrets.
你要看都可以，就在里面。
They're free to look at it anytime.
这个叫做结婚了。
This means marriage.
还包括没有私房钱。
Also, we need to talk about having no secret money hidden.
因为既然是一体，
because both parties are one flesh，
而且是尊神为大，
and they honor God as being the greatest.
所以我们可以在神的教训原则之下来想出一套用钱的方式。
So under the principles and teachings of God, they should come up with one financial solution.
我听过青年很得意在夸我们太太两个都是分开账户的。
I once heard youth brag about how he and his wife have two separate accounts.
这个不合圣经啊。
This is not according to the Bible.
这个圣经是一体，没有分。
Because in the Bible it says one flesh is inseparable.
这是很实际的。
This is very realistic.
所以对婚姻要正确的观念。
So towards marriage should have the right concept.
那离开父母还有一点就是哦，夫妻发生问题哦，父母的参与要正面的，不要负面。
Also, leaving your parents, one thing that I would like to bring up is when there's arguments between spouses, parents, they need to be involved in it with the right attitude and concept.
有的岳父岳母啊，把女婿骂了一顿。
Some in-laws, they might discipline their son-in-law.
再来换太太那一边呢，或者先生这一边呢，把自己的媳妇骂了一顿。
Or the other way around.
这个父母在遥控啊，那个到最后都是离婚收场。
And if the parents are the ones controlling this marriage, then often you will find divorce as a result.
所以我们如果子女发生问题啊，要正向引导，就是用神的话来引导。
So if we see that there's some problems in our children's marriage, we should direct them in the correct way throughout the Bible.
所以这是正确的观念。
And that is the correct attitude.
所以的婚介包括辅导。
So, as a marriage coordinator, we should incorporate counseling.
那第三个就是对青年的辅导。
Third is the proper advice to our youth.
那为着要跟青年辅导。
And in order to correctly counsel them.
路加二福音二十四章说要跟他们同行。
Luke chapter 24 says about how we should abide with them.
同行就往以马处事跟他们同行就是要花时间。
And when you abide with them, you that takes time.
然后跟他谈话。
You need to talk to them.
这样啊，建立关系。
And throughout that process, you build a relationship.
了解他的问题。
You will understand their problems.
来关怀。
And then you will be able to care.
那我们看西点婚介的进行。
Looked at the marriage coordination process.
刚刚我们讲，大家都讨论很多了。
I understand that you already discussed much about this this particular point.
这几个是让我们做参考。
So this part is for your reference.
那寻找适当的人选。
Second is finding the right match.
最简单的就是到底你喜欢谁？那从那里开始。
The easiest is to approach them and ask them, who do you have in mind, or who do you like?
那第三个就是介绍的原则。
Third, we talk here is introduction or the principle to introduction.
第一个这个都提过了。
First one, we probably already mentioned.
第二个。
Second,
本人的意愿为优先。
Prioritize personal choices.
第三个。
Third,
要辅导到不属灵的动机。
Is to counsel any non-spiritual motives.
这个事实上也发生过了。
I know that this actually happens among our youth.
弟兄以为太太娘家有钱。
For example, the brother might think that their future spouse, family is very well off.
太太以为弟兄有绿卡。
And the wife or thinks that their future husband has a green card.
就结婚了。
And they got married.
因为都有一个期待。
Because they all have expectations for one another.
但是问题这个动机不是很纯。
But the motive behind it is not very accurate.
那结论是什么？
So what does it mean to marry?
离婚了。
You will actually conclude in a divorce.
也曾经一个信徒叫帮他孩子介绍。
One time, there was a member who asked me to introduce with their child.
什么姐妹都可以，只要有绿卡。请问你会不会帮他介绍？
The criteria they said is any sister is fine as long as they have a green card.
这个是很难啊。
This is very hard.
所以这个不属灵的动机啊，要辅导。
So when you encounter non-spiritual motives. These are the people that we do also need to counsel.
那以圣经的条件为指引。
Number four is to follow the biblical principles.
我们现在这个社会越来越难。
It is harder and harder in this society.
圣经的引导，圣经的条件就是 你如果一个人跟另外一个人发生关系，两个成为一体啊，这个事实上就是夫妻的关系。
In biblical principles, when one party has sexual relationship with the other, then they already engage in a relationship of husband and wife.
哎，这个就不适合再介绍另外一个人。
And when under these circumstances, they are no longer suitable to be introduced to another party.
把对方丢掉，再去跟另外一个结婚，就是犯奸淫。
If you give up your current partner and you marry off somebody else, then you just committed adultery.
所以我们在介绍之前哈，应该是要跟那个。除非我们很了解那个青年，不然应该要跟那个教会的长子或传道联络。
Therefore, before any introduction, unless we know this wealth, this youth very well, we need to contact the local church minister or deacons or elders.
哦，也有一个传道人，有一天他到教会去。
There was a pastor, one day, he was at church.
他忽然发现，另外一个工人跟他教会的一个青年在密谈，要跟他介绍。
He come across a youth who was in a closed door conversation with another elder, and they were ready to proceed with the introduction.
他就觉得很闷呐，这个青年已经不能在主内介绍，为什么那个工人要这样做？
And the pastor was so confused because this youth is no longer suitable to be introduced at church, and so he was wondering how come this elder still wanting to introduce this youth to another brother or sister.
如果我们要介绍，一定要对对方很清楚，要有了解。
Therefore, before any introduction, we should know the youth very well.
如果不了解，要问当地的长子或传道。
If we don't know the youth, then we should ask the local past minister.Or elders and deacons.
那有的虽然哈、哦、没有说到最后有苟合。
Some of them, even though they haven't had fornication.
但是已经有很亲密夫妻的行为。
But they already involved in a heavy petting process.
这个就要负责。
This, you should take a proactive and responsible attitude.
就是要跟他结婚。
The youth needs to marry the opponent.
不能走开，再找另外一个人。
Shouldn't leave that youth and marry someone else.
什么叫做悔改？
What does it mean to repent?
悔改就是负责任。
Repent means to take the responsibility.
所以我们现在的介绍越来越难。
Therefore, introduction in church has become more and more difficult.
因为这个社会大众传播的结果。
Due to the media spread in the current society.
那进行哈，我想我们大家都。
Be initiation. We probably already involve much time discussing about this part.
那交往
courtship.
交往当然寻找神的旨意
is to seek God's will.
那提升到属灵的层面
is to bring the relationship up to the spiritual level.
如果他们已经决定这彼此要结婚
if they both have decided that they're going to get married,
但是时间上不能够马上结婚
however, because of time, they are unable to get married right away.
那这个有的拖几年了，一年、两年、三年。
Some couples, you see them drag it out for a year, two, or even longer.
这个拖久了以后啊，变数就很多。
The longer you drag, the more changes and the opportunity for changes.
那怎么让这个关系会稳定？
So how do you make sure that this relationship?It's stable.
就是要辅导他们的关系要提升到属灵的层面。
And that is so we need to counsel them that they will bring up their spiritual level, their relationship to the spiritual level.
就是两个约定，如果住在不同的地方，约定同一个时间一起查经，然后一起祷告。
For example, if both parties live in different locations, then they need to arrange a time where they can read and pray together.
那。这样啊，提升到属灵层面就很稳了、啊。你如果没有提升到属灵，有的教了几年，到最后还是没有。
When you upgrade that to a spiritual level, then you know that after many years they're still very stable. If not, then many times after so many years, they will end up not marrying each other.
那第四点就做决定。
First four is that to make a decision.
做决定最后一个最重要原则是如何明白神的旨意。
When making a decision, the most important aspect is understanding what is God's will.
那再来就是订婚。
And lastly is engagement.
但是在订婚之后，或者说决定结婚之前，这个青年的交往，这也要辅导。
Before engagement or after knowing each other, within that time period, they also need counseling.
那有的还没有结婚就住在一起，所以住在一起就是说，现在有那个 apartment 哈，你进去以后有两个房间了。
For some couples, before they are married, they live together. And what I mean by living together is they share the same apartment, but they live in two different rooms.
这个是不好的。
This is not good.
为什么？
Why?
因为可能这两个人相当成熟。
Even though both parties might be very mature.
所以他知道怎么是对错。
They know what is right and wrong.
他们能够控制。
They can control themselves.
但是问题是说，如果这个青年他是教会负责人，或者说是宗教教育的教员，到底他设下这个榜样会多上多少人跌倒，这个不知道。
But we must come to understand that maybe this youth is a council member, or he himself is an RE teacher. And how good of an example can you set for your students or the members in church when you decide to live like that?
所以这一定要辅导，不能住在一起。
So we need to counsel them. We must prevent them from living together.
可能你们没有问题，但是你将来造成多少人的不好的示范。
Even though you have not committed any fornication, but you must think like you might cause a downfall to many people's faith.
那再来就结婚之前。
Before marriage.
婚礼的意义。
The purpose of marriage.
最重要的意义是在神面前立约。
The most important understanding is that you are making a covenant before God.
那排场谁来参加，其实这个不是最重要。
So what is most important is not how you hold your wedding ceremony or what kind of people will be attending your ceremony.
那接下去就辅导协助青年在主内结婚。
And next is helping the youth marry within the Lord.
第四点就是协助青年过满足的单身生活。
Number four is to give guidance to your youth to live a fulfilling life of singlehood.
所以在他还没有结婚之前呢、要帮助他怎么过一个很喜乐、很满足的生活。
Before they are married, we need to guide them and help them to live a rejoicing life before the Lord.
那这段时间其实是最好服侍神的时间。
This is a time period in which they can efficiently use their time to serve God.
而且在这一段时间。要让他积极参与圣工。
And this is also the time that we need to motivate them to participate in holy work.
人如果过了年纪没有办法结婚，可能会有两个倾向。
After a certain age, and if they're still not married, there's two things that you can observe.
第一个就是退缩，什么活动都不要参加，退缩。
First is that they might retract from all holy work and they are not as involved anymore.
那第二个就是有攻击性。
And secondly is that they have the tendency to attack.
所以有一个教会问题很多。
There is a church that has many problems.
后来有一个信徒说，这其实这个问题很容易解决。
And then one of the members said this problem is actually can be easily taken care of.
叫每一个人都去上班就没有问题。
This member said that when we tell all our members to go and find work.Then that should resolve the challenge.
为什么？
Why?
那都没有上班，营营无代志。
Because they're all not employed and they're so idle that they don't know what else that they can do.
就造成很多教会的问题。
And because of that, they have caused many church problems.
所以这个没有结婚，如果正向的引导，对教会是有帮助。
So if even though they're not married, but if we can guide them correctly, they can actually be contribution to church.
好，我们有40分钟讨论，我们当中有很多很有经验的。
We still have 40 minutes, and we'll use this time to discuss. Many of you have a lot of experiences in this area. So, the question is, there is family where the parents have faith in the Lord, and the child doesn't. So, he owns a restaurant and he went back to China to find himself a wife. And after this wife came to the States, eventually, in the end, this wife ran off. So the question is, how should we counsel this family or this particular youth? And what is the process from here on?
这个有没有什么谁能够提供答案？我的建议啊，因为每一个个案哦，其实里面都有很多的原因。
My suggestion is that every individual case has very particular issues.
所以看哪一个传道人啊，或者说工人负责那个区域啊，深入去了解，我想他们有属灵的智慧来可以辅导。
And so you need to probably find the pastor who is in charge of that region. And I believe that they have the spiritual knowledge and wisdom to handle cases like this.
就区负责哦，区负责 work together with full-time minister in that area 去了解。不是，要不要帮他介绍跟他为什么会离开有关系啊？还有离开以后那个女孩子现在在做什么，还有没有意愿回来，这个都有，是这样有连带关系。以这个个案哦来讲啊，其实有很多事情哦可以避免发生啊，如果当初做决定的时候要考虑几件事情。
If we take this individual case as an example, there are many actions that we can take in the beginning that will prevent all these problems from happening.
有几件事情我们一般觉得很简单，这个没有什么问题。
There are a couple of things that we think that is very easy and there shouldn't be any problems.
第一个，我们孩子要读什么，在什么学校读书。
For example, the first one is what major should our children study and where should they study?
第二个，他要做什么工作，要在哪里工作。
Secondly is what kind of career they will be involved and where they would work.
第三个，他要住在哪里。
And third is where they will finally stay or live at.
他要跟谁结婚。
And fourth is who should they marry.
六个。
Fifth.
他什么时候要孩子，要几个孩子。
When would they want kids and how many kids do they want?
我们表面上看着真的是这个不困难。
If we look at these five issues separately, they're superficially, they're not that difficult.
但是你这个教会所有的这个个案，一直把它分析起来哦，都跟这五个决定有关系。
But if you analyze all the cases, and you will come to realize that they all have something to do with these five issues.
所以这最简单的问题对一个人的影响非常非常的大。
These five very simple decisions actually have a great impact in one's life.
所以如果我们在做决定的时候能够把属灵当最高的考虑原则，很多的问题就不会发生。
When we make decisions, we take it up to the spiritual level, then we can prevent a lot of problems from happening.
但是如果我们以社会上的考虑做我们的价值观，很多属灵的问题就会发生。
But if we use this, the principles of this world as our value system, then you will come to realize that there will be many problems in the near future.
好，我们诸位还没什么要讨论，有什么问题？
So this issue started when I was attending in ATS, and I ran into a brother, and he shared with me for a couple hours his issue. His issue is he fell in love with his sister and they've been in love for many years. They promised each other before God that they will only marry each other. But when it came to the time to actually have the wedding, they found that one party's parents came out strong than the other party's family. And one party was here in the United States and the other one was in Taiwan.
东方西方是什么？亚洲跟非洲。
In Asia.
不是。
And so when they were ready to submit the application to have the girl move to the States, they they started telling the sister's family that it will actually take 6 months or even longer because they need to go through physical examination, application submission, and things like that. And so, the brother's family, they already tried their very best, but the sister's family, they are still incomprehensive of why of this whole process. And so, this regardless of how much love they have for one another, they broke off this couple and they insist on marrying the sister to another brother. So the question is, the brother wants to know whether this sister had committed any sin for marrying off somebody else, because they had promised each other before the Lord that they would marry only each other. So the issue with this brother is that even till now, although the sister already has her own family and even have children, but this brother still cannot overcome this whole issue, and still is a struggle within himself. Their family, they're still fighting for their rights, and even though everything is already a fact, but they insist that it's a covenant made before God, and they need to find out whether the sister has sinned. The suggestion is that when we encounter cases like this, we're not here to discuss a particular case, but when we encounter cases like this and we realize that we have met our limitations and we no longer have the ability to continue counseling the party, we should have the wisdom to transfer this case to a more capable person, or even to pastor and elders and deacons, where they have the spiritual wisdom to continue counsel them and help them walk out of their challenges. There are two questions. The first question is, how should we continue counseling and guiding the youth that are no longer suitable to marry within the church? And the second question is, regarding the youth that they already married but not to our church brother or sister, how should we treat or engage with them and their spouse?
从第二个开始,
start with the second one.
跟没有相同信仰, 包括其他教会的信徒结婚, 既然他是信徒, 我们还是需要关心。
For brothers and sisters who already married but did not marry within our church brothers and sisters, we also still need to share concern.
因为信仰不同, 所以不能在教会结婚。
But because they do not share the same faith, they cannot marry within church.
那一般就是, 如果他有结婚典礼, 我们可以去参加, 表示我们的关心。
If they do have still a wedding ceremony, as a respect, a show of concern, we still show up.
但是,
However,
这跟不同信仰结婚哦, 不要弄得声势浩大, 变成哦, 我们在主里教导, 在主里结婚的教训, 全部都被刷掉了。
But should keep something in mind is that brothers and sisters who marry Gentiles or non-believers, they should keep their wedding ceremony at a rather low key.
Yeah, low key, 就是这样, 哎。 那你如果跟教会一样也长职去正道, 然后祷告什么都一样, 那你以后再讲说不要再处理结婚, 就很难了, 就没有什么不同, 所以 low key, 要关心, 但是有一个程度。
So if the ceremony is exactly the same like performing the ceremony at church, then our youth probably feel like there's no difference whether you marry in church or outside of church.
那第一，回到第二个问题，有这，对。
Continuation of that question is, when we encounter youth that marry non-believers or Gentiles, can they still participate in church holy work afterwards?
圣经是有原则的，好名声，圣灵充满，智慧充足。
There's a principle in the Bible, and that is, you have a good name, you should be filled with Holy Spirit, and you have good deeds.
所以每一个教会根据这个原则，职务会去决定。
And so every church, according to these principles, can make a decision.
有没有好的榜样，好的名声？
Do they set a good example? Do they have good reputation?
然后他在处理这个跟外邦人结婚，有没有表现一种属灵的智慧？
And in the process of marrying the Gentile, the non-believer, did they excel spiritual wisdom?
那用这样来决定他在教会能够承担的责任是什么？
With those as references, Then we consider whether they are still suitable to engage in holy work.
因为每一个人跟每一个教会情况不一样，所以没有办法给一个很确定说一二三这样，这是大原则，然后求神给我们智慧去决定。
Because every church, every couple is very different, so we can give you the principle, but we are unable to tell you a standard answer or the steps that you need to follow.
那第一个问题哦，所谓不适合在教会结婚。
Going back to the first question, youth who are unsuitable to marry in church.
这个有很多很多不同的 case.
There are many different cases that qualify for this category.
所以也没有办法黑白一分啊，要怎么做
？So you are unable to very clearly set the groups on which group you cannot marry in church.
Yeah. 所以最好就是个案哦，跟当地负责的传道人或者长子去讨论。圣经是有原则。
So the best principle is to discuss with your local ministers, elders, deacons, and they will set a solution on how to deal with this case.
Yeah. 比方说，如果他们两个发生关系，比方说。
However, the Bible does has general principle.
Oh, 然后他是被离弃的。
For example,
不跟他结婚。
They already engaged in a sexual relationship. However, one party decided to disown the other.
那跟他们两个发生关系是他把对方离弃，那个情况就不一样。
But because the case involves that one party disowns the other, then that case actually very different than the other cases.
那发生肉体关系跟所谓的 oral sex 又不一样。
And having sexual relationship is also different. Than having oral sex.
所以有那个原则，但是个案还是要每个地方教会深入去了解，根据圣经的原则来做决定。
There is a general principle, but every church should look deeper into all the cases and understand all the situations.
但是一个基本原则就是，如果不是很不圣洁，就不能在教会结婚，这是基本原则。
But the general principle is that if you are not holy or pure, then you cannot marry in church.
对，所以 oral sex 就是我们要辅导他们要结婚了。但是跟那个真的真的发生苟合是还是不一样，有程度上的不一样。Yeah, cross the line, 所以要 responsible 啊。但是你 oral sex, 如果你对方都不要你，把你丢掉了这个又不一样了。Yeah. 现在联总真理研究会还有一个案还没有结论，还在讨论。这个就跟刚刚你所提的有关系啊。
The question is, if they have, many times, we come to understand that the youth already had oral sex, and the question is, are we supposed to still include them as a candidate for introduction? But if we put them on the side, and their parents or brothers and sisters of church who do not know their particular case will question why are we ignoring this particular youth, and very hard to draw the line of how much involvement we should be engaging.
所以这个联总如果真理研究会有一个结论就比较容易。现在被离弃的姐妹如果要结婚你回台湾就可以，但是如果你到沙巴就不可以。现在还没有结论。
This is also one of the issues that we're still discussing in the Truth Research Committee, and we've come to realize that some of the sisters who have been disowned, they are okay to marry in Taiwan, but they are not okay to marry in Sabah, and that's why we're still it's still in further discussion. The process of further discussion.
我们在等那个决议案，那议案有一个决定。
So we're still waiting for a decision.
还有没有什么？还有两分钟。对，明年三月。 对，三月。对，这个 case 越来越多，所以哦，我们现在还进一步要讨论怎么去预防青年哦发生这些事情。
They can do us when they will have a conclusion, and probably next year, March, and we come to realize that this type of cases is more and more frequent in church. And so we need to think about how to prevent youth to be involved in cases like this.
这个是很不幸的，但是哦，发生这个事情有时候跟家庭有关系。
This is very unfortunate, but many times.When things like this happen, it has to do something with the family.
一般哈，如果家庭比较圆满的哈，子女在家庭有父母的爱，有家庭温暖的，比较不会这样做。
Usually, if they have a happy family, where their parents have a very good marriage, cases like that is less frequent in families like that.
但是如果哈。被父母冷落了，或者单亲的，或者家庭没有温暖的。非常容易就会发生。
But if they come from a family that they've been neglected by their parents, or there's not enough love in that family, then you will find cases like this much more common.
因为心灵空虚就很容易就陷到这个里面。
Because they are empty inside, so very easily they will engage in activities like that.
第二个就是正向引导，我们家庭要引导我们的青年健康的这个休闲活动。
Secondly is that we need to correctly and guide our youth to have a proper entertainment access.
就是运动啦，这些对身体各方面有好处的，不要一天到晚在家看电视，那个是非常不好。
For example, go out, sports, hiking, not just stay home and spend the whole day watching TV.
Yeah. 那第三个重要的原则。
And third is the most important principle.
有人问 Billy Graham 哈格里汉说，为什么你做一个传道人到现在八十几岁，从来没有花边新闻？
Someone asked Billy Graham, said, "You're already 80-some years old, and as a pastor, how come?" We never heard negative news about you.
他说我有一个原则。
And Billy Graham said, I do have a principle.
除了我的家人之外，我不跟任何一个异性单独在一个房间。
He said that except my family, I never will be alone with an opposite sex in a room.
这是一个很重要原则。
This is a very important principle.
包括男朋友、女朋友，你就又接近麦当劳，不会发生问题吧？
That includes your boyfriend, your girlfriend. If you date at McDonald's, you can prevent problems.
去公园啊。
Go to park.
但是如果你在房间里面关起来哦，要点蜡烛，要听一些 romantic 音乐，就很难了。
But if you are in a room, closed door, have candles light up and romantic music as background, it is very hard to prevent this type things from happening.
一切莫祷。
Let's pray in silence.